With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The LAPD is moving in on protesters at UCLA. Police started tearing down barricades early this morning as they advance on the entrenched anti-Israel, anti-America demonstrators, zip-tying their wrists and removing the protesters one after another. Meanwhile, no lack of finger-pointing when it comes to the violence that erupted on campus.
UCLA Chancellor Jean Block says that a group of instigators came on campus to forcefully attack the pro-Palestinian encampment, prompting the school to ask for assistance from outside law enforcement agencies. Block says the attack on the students, faculty, and community was utterly unacceptable. He's promising that the university will conduct a thorough investigation that he says may lead to arrests, expulsions, and dismissals, and that they will examine the school's own security response. Los Angeles Mayor Karen Bass has also called for an investigation. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Also at SRNnews.com, Donald Trump going after the Libertarian vote.
The former president will speak at the Libertarian National Convention later this month here in the nation's capital as he tries to woo voters beyond the Republican base. In a statement, Trump said, "If libertarians join me and the Republican Party, where we have many libertarian views, the election won't even be close." The event comes as Trump's campaign has ramped up its attacks against Robert F. Kennedy Jr., who is running as an independent. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And Mr. Trump says abortion is an issue that belongs in the hands of the state. Mr. Trump, campaigning in the upper Midwest the other day, says that is exactly what his administration accomplished. Today in Arizona, the governor will sign a bill repealing that state's Civil War-era abortion law. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow features up 167 points. This is SRN News. Christians are being persecuted in Mexico.
About 150 Baptists in Hidalgo have seen their homes vandalized, their utilities cut off, and their freedom of movement restricted by local officials. In Mexico, local indigenous communities are allowed to police themselves, and most of those communities are pagan. They don't like Christians and are trying to drive them out of the area. The Mexican Constitution guarantees freedom of religion, but without enforcement, that guarantee is meaningless. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Florida's ban on most abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy is now in effect. It bars abortions from the time an unborn baby's heartbeat can be detected, roughly 6 weeks into a pregnancy. The new ban has an exception for saving a woman's life, as well as in cases involving a rape and incest. Pro-abortion forces are pinning their hopes on an amendment that would enshrine abortion in the Florida Constitution. Voters will take up that matter in November. This is SRN News. The Senate votes to advance a bill to re-up the FAA through 2028.
The bill will reauthorize activities and programs related to airport planning and development, as well as facilities, equipment, and operations. Among its provisions, the bill extends the retirement age for airline pilots from 65 to 67. It also calls for the hiring of more air traffic controllers. The bill has sparked some debate for calling for more long-distance flights out of nearby Reagan National Airport. Bob Agnew, Capitol Hill.
Police shot and killed a student outside a Wisconsin middle school yesterday after receiving a report of someone with a weapon. Gunfire sent children fleeing and prompted an hours-long lockdown of all local schools. Authorities say the gunman, a minor, did not manage to enter the Mount Horeb Middle School building because of various security measures and procedures adopted previously. Other than the armed youngster, no other injuries or fatalities. More details, SRNnews.com.